But I think we are back on the recovery trail, and Harry Smith is almost back to normal.
So you mentioned something about an agreement between Eskom and businesses having to pay directly to Eskom. Please tell me a bit about that.
Well, the Harry Smith Business Forum consists of, we've got over 200 business members, but 14 of the main businesses went to court in 2018 in May, and we got a court order against Eskom and the municipality that we will pay directly to Eskom for our usage. We're the main users of electricity, and Eskom may not switch off the supply to Harry Smith or Chiami based on our payments, and that has been standing since then. So we've never been cut off, although the majority of smaller businesses and residents are not paying for the usage. A few thousand out of, there's roughly 180,000 electricity meters installed, you know, to residences throughout the municipality, but only a maximum 20,000 are paying. The rest are bypassing, you know, so that's the issue that the municipality is having to deal with. Now got the court order, and we pushed it further that we have applied to get the license withdrawn from the municipalities. Eskom has agreed to come directly to town to take over the supply of electricity, as well as the maintenance and infrastructure maintenance and replacement program. But that agreement has been resisted by the previous councillors, but now in the last 6 months or 8 months, there's a new council, and they've approved, and that final approval meeting will take place on Friday, this Friday, 2 days' time. I met with them on Monday, and the assurance was given that that agreement will be approved, and then soon after, Eskom will come into town and the municipality and take over the full electricity supply function from the municipality. So they will be collecting the usage from the residents and the business, and also they will maintain, I think they've budgeted in excess of 2 billion rand for replacement of infrastructure that's been neglected and vandalized over the last 20 years.
That was the representative of the Harry Smith Business Forum, Ben Denzel. Now let's also hear from the head of communications of the MEP 16 Civic Movement, Mutlanyana Sekete. I would also like to get clarity on the purpose of the meeting that will be held on Friday.
Actually, on Friday, the municipality is having a council sitting here at Malutiapofunga, the multipurpose hall, where the community members are also invited to be part of that particular sitting to observe as proceedings are taking place. It is a special council sitting specifically on Eskom matter.
And Mr. Ben Denzel says he got assurance that this agreement will be approved on Friday.
We are actually confident, because during public participation on the Eskom matter, most of the wards, people agreed to this Eskom agreement. They want Eskom to take over.